Tes Zion Omid Beis, four lines from the bottom, the last word, Tanya. The Gemara brought a brisa which told us that just as there were three machanais in the Midbar surrounding the Mishkan, there was the Machane Yisrael, the area in which the entire Klal Yisrael was encamped. Within that was the Machane Levia, the area where Moshe and the Leviim were, that's closer to the Mishkan. And within that was the Machane Shechina, that's the actual courtyard of the Mishkan itself within the curtains that surrounded the Mishkan. So also in Yerushalayim, there are also three Machanes in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. That which corresponds to the Machane Yisrael is the city of Yerushalayim, from the walls of Yerushalayim until Har HaBayis. That corresponds to Machane Yisrael. From the beginning of Har HaBayis until Shar Niknar, until the Azorah, that corresponds to Machane Leviyah. And from Shar Niknar, that begins actually the Azorah itself, and that has the din of Machane Shechina. As we have learned throughout the Masechta, we know that the Mechitza of Kodshei Kodshim is within the Kloyim, the times of the Mishkan, that Kodshei Kodshim had to be eaten within the Kloyim, the courtyard of the Mishkan, and in the corresponding halacha in Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash is that the Mechitza of Kodshei Kodshim is within the Azor itself, from Shar Niknar and inwards. Kodshim Kalam, on the other hand, in the times of the Mishkan, as we learned in the Mishnah, could be eaten throughout Machane Yisrael, that's their Mechitza, and also in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, the Mechitza of Kodshim Kalam is throughout the city of Yerushalayim. That corresponds to Machane Yisrael, and Kodshim Kalam can be eaten throughout within the walls of Yerushalayim. Another halacha of these different Machanes is concerning the halacha of Tmeyim. The halacha min HaTorah is that a different kinds of Tmeim have different halachas into which machanas they are allowed to enter, from which machanas they have to be sent out. A Tomei Meis has a halacha that he is not allowed to enter the Machane Shechina. If he does so, he's Mechuyev Koras. He's not allowed to enter the Machane Shechina. However, he is allowed to be Min HaTorah in the Machane Leviyah. A Zov or a Zova, Yoledes, Anida, these kinds of Tmeim are not allowed to be not only in the Machane Shechina, but they're not allowed to be in the Machane Leviyah either. They're sent out of two Machanes. And a Metzora is the only one of the Tmeim which is sent out of all three Machanes. A Metzora is not even allowed to be in Machane Yisrael. This same halacha would apply in Yerushalayim as well, but a Tomei Meis Min HaTorah is not allowed to be in the Azora itself, but he would be allowed to be in Har HaBayis. A Zov, a Zov, a Yoledes, Balkeri, these kinds of Tmeim would have to be sent out from the Har HaBayis as well, but they're allowed to be within Yerushalayim. And a Metzora has to be sent out to outside of the walls of Yerushalayim, because that corresponds to Machane Yisrael, and the Metzora is sent out of all three Machanes. Says the Gemara Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, Reb Shimon bar Yochai says, Oid Acheres Hoysa, Ezras Noshim. There was another one, there was a fourth category, an in-between category, and that is the Ezras Noshim. That's the area at the end of Har HaBayis before Shar Niknar, and Reb Shimon bar Yochai is saying that that's a fourth category. However, there was no punishment of Kores for a Tomei who entered that area, as opposed to someone who entered the Azorah itself. In other words, he's saying it's not fully, it doesn't have the full Kedusha of the Azorah, but it does have somewhat more Kedusha than the Har HaBayis. Rashi brings the Mishnah in Kalim, where the Mishnah tells us that it had an additional Kedusha to that of Har HaBayis, that a Tful Yoim was not allowed to enter the Ezras Noshim, this Azorah where the women were allowed to go. A Tful Yoim was not allowed to enter there. So though a Tful Yoim was allowed to enter the entire Har HaBayis, that area before Shar Niknar, which is known as the Ezras Noshim, there a Tful Yoim was not allowed to enter. So Shem by Yochai saying that in Yerushalayim there was a fourth category, an in-between category, which was in between Har HaBayis and Azora. It's not really Azora. The Tomei who enters there is not Mechuyev Koris, but nonetheless it's more than ordinary Har HaBayis because the Tful Yoim is not allowed to enter there. And the Braisa continues, U'b'Shiloi lo'yhoyu ela shnei machnois bu'vad. In Shiloi, as opposed to the Mishkan where there were three machnois, in Shiloi there were only two machnois. The Gemara asks, Haiminayu lo'yhava, which one of the three machnois was there not in Shiloh? There must have been Machane Shechina, because there is the Mishkan Shiloh, and around that is the place for eating Kodshei Kodeshim. So which one of the other Machnas, whether it's Machane Levi or the Machane Yisrael, was not there in Shiloh? Omer Rabba said, Mistabra de Machane Leviyah Havoy. That the Sfora tells us it's logical to say that there definitely was a Machane Leviyah. And if this Braisa says that there were only two Machnas, it means that there was Machane Shechina, Machane Leviyah, but there was no Machane Yisrael. The Isal Kedaitach Machane Leviyah Loi Havoy, because if you'll think that there was no Machane Leviyah, that all there was Machane Shechina, and that then immediately started Machane Yisrael, that Kuf Yud Zayin, Nimtzu Uzovin Utmei Mesim, Mishtalkin Chutz LaMachna Achas. It would come out that Zovin and Tmei Mesim are both sent out of one machana, of the very same machana. The Torah says, "V'lo yatamu es machaneim," that they shall not be metame, that these two kinds of tameim shall not be metame their respective machanais. And we learn, "Tein machana lezeh u machana lezeh," that give a machana for tmei mesim and give a different machana for a Zav, that a Tamei Meis only has to be sent out of the Machne Shechina, and a Zav is to be sent also out of Machne Leviyah. So Rabbi is saying that it's likely that we must say that there was a Machne Leviyah, because if there was only Machne Shechina, and then Machne Yisrael began, and there was no Machne Leviyah, then we have to say that both Tamei Meisim and Zavim are only to be sent out of Machne Shechina, because they both are allowed to be in Machne Yisrael. And then we'll say that there's no difference between Tamei Meisim and Zavim. This is in contradiction to a Pasuk which says that each one is sent out of a different Machne. Amalei Rava, Rava said to Rabbi, Elamai Machane Yisrael Lahavoy. What are you suggesting then? That there's no Machane Yisrael, there's no area which is designated as Machane Yisrael. There's a Machane Shechina, and then there's a Machane Leviyah around that, and then afterwards there is no din of Machane Yisrael. As the Sasemis points out, since the din in Shiloh is that Kochim Kalam are eaten B'chol Haroya, in any place which can see Mishkan Shiloh when it's allowed to eat Kochim Kalam, so there is no halach of Machane Yisrael at all. We see that Kochim Kalam can be eaten in any place from which you can see Mishkan Shiloh. So there is no designated area, specific area around it, which is designated as Machane Yisrael. So you'll suggest that that is what the Braisa means by saying that there are only two Machanes, that there was only Machane Shechina, Machane Leviyah, and then there is no halacha of Machane Yisrael concerning the sending out of Tmeim. If so, the Nimsa Uzovin Umutzorayim Mishtachon L'Mokom Echad. Then it will come out that Zovin and Mutzorayim are both sent out to the same place, because the Zovin have to be sent out of Machane Leviyah, and the Mutzorayim have to be sent out of Machane Shechina, Machane Leviyah, but since there's no Machane Yisrael, they don't have to be sent out any further. So it will come out that the Zavin and Mitzrayim are both sent to the same place. The Torah says concerning the Mitzrayim that he shall sit alone. And this means that no other Tomei shall sit with him, because he's sent to a place where no other Tomei has to be sent. He's sent out of Sholish Machnas as opposed to the other Tomei, and even a Zav who's only sent out of two Machnas. So how can we say that there is no Machane Yisrael? In which case we'd have to say that a Mitzrayim only has to be sent out of two Machnas. If so, he's sent to the same place as the Zav is sent. This is a contradiction to the pasuk. Ella rather says the Gemara, lo oilam kuhu klas sahabu. Certainly there are all three machnas in Shiva. There's a machna Shechina, from which Tmei Mesim have to be sent out. There's a machna Leviyah, from which Zovim have to be sent out. And there's a machna Yisrael, from which Mitzrayim have to be sent out. Umay loy hoyu ella shtei machnas. What does the Braisa mean by saying that there were only two machnas, that one of the machnas was, so to speak, missing in Shiloh? Likleta. That's speaking about the halacha of the refuge of Orei Miklat, the halacha of an Orei Miklat gathering in the person who killed someone else b'shoigig and has to go to Golis into an Ir Miklat. In the Midbar, as the Gemara will describe, in the Midbar, in the times of the Mishkan, the halacha was that the Machane Leviyah acted as an Ir Miklat for someone who killed someone else b'shoigig, and the Braisa is telling us that in Shiloh, that there were only two machnas, that there was no Machane Leviyah in Shiloh to gather into it someone who killed someone else b'shoigig. There was no Machane Leviyah which would act as an Ir Miklat, as opposed to the Midbar, where the Machane Leviyah around the Mishkan did act as an Ir Miklat. That's what the Braisa is saying. But the Braisa never meant to say that there are not three machnas concerning Tumah. There are certainly three machnas concerning Tumah. It just means that there are only two machnas, that there's no din of Machane Leviyah as there was in the Mishkan to act as an Ir Miklat. And the Gemara will now go on to discuss this halacha of the Machane Leviyah in the Midbar acting as an Ir Miklat. In the meantime, the Gemara's Maskana was that certainly in Shiloh concerning Tmeim there were also three Machnas. There was a Machne Shechina, a Machne Leviyah, and a Machne Yisrael. We know the halacha in our Mishnah is that Kochim Kalam are eaten b'chol haroya, that in Shiloh, any place from which one could see Shiloh, one was allowed to eat Kochim Kalam. And the Keranoira and the Sfasemis say then that the Gemara's Maskana, that there is a Machane Yisrael in Shiloh, that will be considered to be the Machane Yisrael. That kol haroya, any place from which one can see Mishkan Shiloh, and therefore one is allowed to eat Kochim Kalam, that is designated as Machane Yisrael. And a Metzaira, it has to be sent out of Machane Yisrael, will have to be sent out of that area. However, the Brisker Rav in Chidushim Moran Hariz Halevi Al HaTorah speaks about this barichas at length, what is considered to be the Machane Shechina of Shiloh, and he concludes that not like the Keren Oira and the Sfasemet, he says that the Machane Yisrael of Shiloh is only the city of Shiloh itself. This halacha of B'chol Haroya, that one can eat Kochim Kalam B'chol Haroya from any place from which one can see Mishkan Shiloh, that's a special halacha concerning Achilas Kochim, but that doesn't identify for us what is Machane Yisrael. The Machane Yisrael is the city of Shiloh itself, and a Metzayir would only have to be sent out of the city of Shiloh. That halacha, that B'chol Haroya, one can eat Kochim Kalim, that is a different halacha, a special halacha, as the Gemara later will say we learn from a pasuk, concerning Achilas Kochim Kalim, but doesn't designate, it doesn't fix for us what is considered to be the Machane Yisrael of Shiloh. Ayin Shom Bariches, the Raya, is the proof that the Brisker Rav brings to this Chiddush. So the Gemara said that what is meant by the Braisa in saying that in Shiloh there was only two machnas has nothing to do with Tumah. It has to do with the halacha that in the Midbar, the Machane Leviah acted as an Ir Mikla, just as later on the cities of the Leviim acted as Ore Mikla. So the Machane Leviah in the Midbar acted as an Ir Mikla, has the same halacha to act as a place of refuge for someone who killed someone else, b'shoigeg, and that the Braisa is telling us that this did not apply to the area around Mishkan Shiloh. That which had a din of Machane Leviah around Shiloh did not have this halacha. Says the Gemara, Michal de Midbar, Havoy Klei Kol to Machane Leviah. From this you can understand that in the Midbar, that the Machane Leviah did gather in a Reitzeach b'shoigeg, because otherwise what would the Braisa be telling us special about Mishkan Shiloh? He's telling us that as opposed to the Midbar, where the Machane Leviah acted as an Ir Mikla, it was clear that the Machane Leviah of Shiloh was not. Says the Gemara, Ian, yes, this is so. V'hatanya, we learned this in a Braisa. The Pasuk says, the Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, v'samti v'cha. The Pasuk says, I will place for you a makom lonus shoma kol reisech. I will give you a place where a reisech, a person who kills someone else, b'shoigeg, will be able to flee to. So the Braisa darshan, v'samti v'cha, I will place for you, this means b'chayecha, in your lifetime. That in your lifetime, you will still begin the mitzvah of designating the Ori Mikla. Moshe Rabbeinu separated three cities already in Eretz Yisrael and Eber HaYarden and set them up as Ori Mikla. Mokim, that which it says a place, is Mokim, it's your place. It says the something l'cho Mokim, for you a place, that the Mokim of Moshe Rabbeinu, meaning the Machane Leviah, that acts as an Ir Mikla, Asher Yonus Shama, to which he will flee. This teaches that we send someone in Golas in the Midbar, that this mitzvah didn't begin only when they reached Eretz Yisrael, but that even in the Midbar, if someone killed someone else, it was to send him into Golas. To where will he go into Golas? To the Machane Leviah. Of course, he can't go into Golas to any place else. There's no other cities. There's no Ori Miklat. But he will go to Golas into the Machane Leviah, the Makom of Moshe Rabbeinu. Mikan Omru. And from this pasuk also they said, continues the Braisa, that Ben Levi Shoharak, that a Ben Levi who killed someone, and the halacha was that all of the 48 cities that were given to the Leviim acted as Orei Miklat. So a Ben Levi who killed someone in his city, which is in fact an Ir Miklat, goyla mi pelech lepelech. He goes into exile from one city to another city, to a different Ir Miklat. Tosafot says that the word pelech, according to Rashi, means a city. Rashi says that this too is learned from this pasuk. The pasuk says the samti l'cha makom. Kodesh Baruch Hu is talking to Moshe Rabbeinu, who is a Levi. He's saying, "I'll give you a place," meaning that the Leviim also have to make use of the Ori Mikvah. That if they kill someone b'shoigeg, they too have to go into Golis. Says the Braisa of im gola lepilka epilka kolta. If he went into exile within his own city, says Rashi, from neighborhood to neighborhood, then his own city can gather him in and act as an Ir Miklat. Says the Tosfos of Dibur HaMakla, which proves from a pasuk that the correct pronunciation is pilkoi. The chav has a dogish in it. He brings from a pasuk in Nechemya the word pelech, and it becomes filkoi, his city. So his city can gather him in and act as an Ir Miklat. Micro, what's the pasuk? From where can we learn that his own city can act as an Ir Miklat for the Reitzeach? Omer Ravacha Breid Ravika. Ravacha Breid Ravika said, because it says, ki b'ir miklatoi yeshev, that he will dwell in his Ir Miklat, irshel kol tosai kfar. This means the city which has already gathered him in, the city in which he is already living, it's Ir Miklatoi, he can dwell there, and it will serve him again as an Ir Miklat if he kills someone, b'shoigik. So the Malevi, who was always living in an Ir Miklat, it's possible for his own city to act as an Ir Miklat. However, he has to be goyla from one neighborhood to another. There is a difficulty with this Gemara. On the one hand, the Gemara says that a Ben Levi who kills someone should go into Golas from one city to another. He shouldn't stay in his own Ir Miklat. He should go to another Ir Miklat. And then it says, but if he did go within his own city from one neighborhood to another, then that also is considered to gather him in as an Ir Miklat. So what does this mean? It says he should go to a different city, and then it says if he does it in his own city, this too is considered to be an Ir Miklat. So Tosfos explains that Rashi apparently learns that it means that he lechatchila should go to another city. Lechatchila, he should go into Golas into another city. But the Eved, if he went from one neighborhood into another within his own city, then this too is considered to be a legitimate miklat. Tosfos says in a second shot that there's no such din of how to do it lechatchila. He can do whatever he wants. The Braisa is saying that normally he should go to another city. If he goes to another city, then he will have that entire city as his Ir Miklat, and he'll be able to be in the entire city. But if he wants to, he can go within his own city from one area to another, but then he will have to remain in that new area, because if he goes back to the old area, then it's considered to have left his place of exile. His place of exile is only that other area, that other neighborhood of the city. The Rambam in Hilchos Reitzeach, Perek Zayin Halacha Hey, says a halacha, and the Mishnah Lamelech says that this is the way the Rambam learned pshat in this braisa. The Rambam says that if a levi killed someone in his own city, which of course serves as an ir miklat, all of the cities of levim act as an ir miklat, that he has to go into exile to another ir miklat. But that if he killed someone outside of his own city, then he can run away into his own city, and his own city will serve as an ir miklat. Says the Mishnah Lamelech, that's how the Rambam learned pshat in that which the Gemara is saying here, that a ben levi shaharig is goyle mipelech o pelech. A lady who killed someone in his own city, he has to go from his city to another city. The ingala lepilkoi, but if he is going into exile into his own city, meaning that the murder, this inadvertent murder took place someplace else, and he runs away into his own city, so he's going into his own city as an act of exile, then we say that pilko kolte. Then we'll say that his own city will be koilet him and will gather him in, that will serve to him as an ir miklat. That's how the Rambam learned pshad in our Gemara. Continues the Gemara bo legilgal. The Mishnah said that when they came to Gilgal, when they crossed the Yarden and they came to Gilgal, the halacha changed. We learn from Sukkim that at that time the bamas became mutter. So there was a bama gedola, there was a bama sibur, the bama which served the entire sibur in Gilgal where they erected the Mishkan. However, bamas all over became mutter, and each individual was able to set up a bama and to be makri there. And this Gemara discusses which korbanas were able to be brought on the bamas at the time when the bamas were mutter. Tana Rabbana, we learned in a braisa. Kol nidor v'nidav hoyakarev b'bama. Anything which can be brought as a neder or a nedava, which means an oila or a shlamim, those korbanos which a person can bring out of his own free will, either a neder or a nedava, any of these korbanos were karev b'bama. Those could be brought on a bama ktana, on any of the individual bamas which a person would set up for himself. She'ein nidor v'nidav, but a korban which can't be brought as a neder or a nedava, for example, a chatas and osham, those korbanos which a person brings because he has an obligation to bring them in certain circumstances, ein korev b'bama. Those korbanos cannot be brought at all on an individual bama. And we'll soon see what is the halacha concerning these individual korbanos that an individual is mechuyev to bring on the bama's hatzibur. But this part of the braisa is telling us that the only korbanos that can be brought on the bama's yochid, on the individual, the private bama, are those korbanos which are nidor v'nidav, which can be brought as a neder or an adava. However, there is a machloikis in this halacha. Mincha unezirus craven babama. Divri Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that a mincha is also something which can be brought as a neder or a nedava, and nezirus, the korbanos which a person brings at the end of his period of nezirus, these two can be brought on a bamas yochid. That's the shita of Rabbi Meir. A mincha, again, because it is neder v'nidav, and nezirus, because even though at the end of his period of nezirus he's obligated to bring these korbanos, but the nezirus itself is something which is neder. The nezirus itself comes about through a neder. Is something that he brings upon himself out of his own free will. And therefore, the korbanos that another brings is also considered to be nidav. And nidav can be brought on a baba ketana. V'chachomim oimrim v'ikorvu yochid elo oilos u'shlamim v'vad. That the individual was only able to be makriv on his bamas yochid, on his individual bama, only oilos and shlamim. Only oilos u'shlamim, a mincha, the Gemara will explain, was altogether not brought in a bama, and they hold that the korbanos of nezirus are not called nidav nidav, since he's obligated to bring these korbanos at the end of his period of nizir. So there's machloikas here between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim concerning the bamas yochid. They both agree to the general rule that only something that can be brought as a neder or a nedava can be brought in a bamas yochid, but not something which he's obligated to bring. There's a machloikas concerning mincha and the korbanos of a nazir. Now the braisa continues. Now the continuation of the braisa is now discussing the halacha of the bamas tzibur, of the bama which served the tzibur in Gilgal. They erected the Mishkan in Gilgal. However, as we'll see, there's a machloikis in this braisa, whether it's still one was still able to be makriv out on all of the kabbonis that one was able to be makriv in the Mishkan when it was still in the Midbar, or whether it changes status and it doesn't have the full status of the Mishkan as it did in the Midbar. One cannot be makriv all of the kabbonis. Rabbi Yehuda says, Kol sheha tzibur v'hayochid makrivin v'oihol moyed shal b'midbar, any of the kabbonis which either the tzibur or an individual could be makriv in the oil mayit in the midbar, in the Mishkan, when it was in the midbar, makriv in oil mayit, should be Gilgal, one can be makriv. Either the tzibur or the individual can be makriv in the oil mayit, which was in Gilgal. They set up the Mishkan in Gilgal, and it has all the same halachas. Just as all the korbanos that a person can be makriv in the Mishkan, both the korbanos of a tzibur and also the korbanos of a yachid, even the korbanos which an individual is mechuyah to bring, chatois and ashamis, all of these korbanos could be brought in the oil mayit, should be Gilgal, in the bamas tzibur, which was in Gilgal. The Mishkan was there, and it has the full halachas of the Mishkan. Ma bein oil mayit, should be midbar, the bein oil mayit should be Gilgal. What difference is there between the oil mayit in the midbar and the oil mayit when it was in Gilgal? Oil mayit should be midbar lehayu bamas mutaris. The oil mayit in the midbar, when the Mishkan was standing, was still in the midbar. The bamas were not permitted. Oil mayit should be Gilgal hayu bamas mutaris. The oil moyed, when it wasn't Gilgal Bomas, were also permitted. And his own individual Bama, we say it's the Bama which is on the top of his roof, that would be the place to build a Bama, there the individual could only be Makriv Oilu Shlomim, only an Oilu Shlomim, which are something which can be brought as a Neder or an Adava. So what Rabbi Yehuda is saying is that there's actually no difference between what one could bring, one, a person, or the Tzibur could bring in the Mishkan, when it was in the Midbar, or when it was in Gilgal, it has the same halachas as when it was in Mishkan. The difference is only concerning the Bamas. That in the Mishkan, when the Mishkan was in the Midbar, Bamas were Aser, and when the Mishkan was in Gilgal, when the Gilgal Mud was in Gilgal, then Bamas were also Mutter, and that served each individual for Oila Ushlamim. And the Chachamim say, Kol Shahatzibur Makrivin Bo'oil Moed Shebi Midbar Makrivin Bo'oil Moed Shebi Gilgal. That anything which the community, which the Tzibur was Makriv in the Oil Moed in the Midbar, they can be Makriv in the Oil Moed Shebi Gilgal. That the Bama Tzibur in the Gilgal didn't have all the halachas that the Oyel Moyed had in the Midbar. Anything that the community could bring in the Mishkan when it was in the Midbar, they can be makriv in the Oyel Moyed when it was in Gilgal. It was a Bama Tzibur, it was to serve the Tzibur. And any of the Korbanos Tzibur could be brought in the Oyel Moyed when it was in Gilgal. But v'kan lekorvu yochid el oilu shlomi bulvad. But both in a Bama Yochid and in the Bama Tzibur, whether it be in a private Bama or in the great Bama, he calls it, which is referred to as the Bama Tzibur, which was in Gilgal, the Mishkan, and it was standing in Gilgal, an individual could only bring an Oila Ushlamim, could only bring a korban which is neither of a nidav. A korban which he is obligated to bring, such as a chatis or an osham, not only could he not be makrivit on a Bama Tzibur, on a private Bama, but there was no halacha to be makriv those korbanis on the Bama Tzibur in Gilgal either. The Bama Tzibur in Gilgal was only there for the korbanis Tzibur, which the Tzibur was makriv in the Mishkan and the Midbar. So the Chachamim Shita is then that there is a difference between the Oyel Moyed, the Mishkan, when it was in the Midbar, and the Oyel Moyed, the Mishkan, when it was in Gilgal. That when it was in the Midbar, it served not only for the Korbanos of the Tzibur, but it could serve also for the Korbanos which an individual is Mechuyiv to bring, Chatois and Hashemes, he could be Makriv in the Mishkan, but the Oyel Moyed Shebe Gilgal was only for the Tzibur to be Makriv, those Korbanos which it was Makriv, which the Tzibur was Makriv in the Mishkan when it was in the Midbar. But an individual, just as he could not be Makriv his own chiyuvim in a Bamas Yochid, he cannot be makriv his own chiyuvim on the Bamas Tzibur in the Mishkan in Gilgal as well. All he could be makriv were korbanos which are nidav and nidav oilus and shlomit. Rabbi Shimon says he takes it even a step further, that the Oyel Moyed Shebe Gilgal, not even all of the korbanos which the Tzibur would bring in the Oyel Moyed Shebe Mishkan could be brought in the Oyel Moyed Shebe Gilgal. At Tzibur lo hikrivu el apsochim omed beis v'choyvish shekavu alehen zman. Even the Tzibur could only be makriv in the Mishkan in Gilgal only korbanos psochim. As it says Mefurish in Yeshua that they brought the Pesach there in Gilgal, and Choyvis obligations which have a fixed time, but they are unable to be makriv, says Rashi, for example, something like the Par Helam Dover, the Sora Avodah Zorah, something which the Tzibur is obligated to bring under certain circumstances, but which is not fixed to a certain time. Those kinds of obligations of the Tzibur, although they could be brought in the Mishkan when it was in the Midbar, they cannot be brought in the Mishkan when it was in Gilgal. That's the Shita of Reb Shimon, so he even limits that which can be brought in the Mishkan when it was in Gilgal, even the Korbanos of the Tzibur that could be brought there. And we'll see later on in Mitzvah Shemot of Kuf Yud Ches that it's limited even further by Reb Shimon. But B'Pshutei, as Rashi says here, he's coming to exclude those Choyvis of the Tzibur, those obligations of the Tzibur, which don't have a fixed time at all, such as Par Helam Dover and a Soyer of Avodah Zarah. Rashi explains that even though the Pesach is really a korban which is brought by individuals, nonetheless, here we are treating it like a korban tzibur. Reb Shimon says that tzibur lo hikrivu ela psochim, any other korbanos than psochim and choyvet shekavu alehen zman, and also the chachamim who say kol shat tzibur makriven bo'oil moed shebe midbar makriven bo'oil moed shebe gilgal, that those korbanos which are brought by the tzibur in the oil moed and the midbar, that the tzibur are makriv these korbanos and oil moed shebe gilgal, of course agree that they were able to be makriv korbanos Pesach, because it says explicitly in Sefer Yeshua that they were makriv the korban Pesach in Gilgal. Says Rashi, that is because the korban Pesach, since it's brought by the entire Klal Yisrael at the same time, even though really it is individuals who are bringing it, it's considered to be a korban tzibur. It's bo b'chnufya. It comes in an entire group. Everyone brings it at the same time, and therefore, concerning these halachas, it is referred to as a korban tzibur. Therefore, the bama tzibur in Gilgal did serve for the korban Pesach. So once again, this Braisa is discussing two points. The first part of the Braisa is discussing what an individual can bring on a Bomas Yochid, And it tells us that only something which is nidiv v'nidiv, only korbanos which can be brought as ndarim and adavis, can be brought on a bamis yachid. And there's a machloikis. Rabbi Meir says that mincha and naziris can also be brought on a bamis yachid. They are also considered to be nidiv v'nidiv. And the chachamim say that only oilis and shlomim can be brought on a bamis yachid. Mincha is not brought, and naziris is not considered to be nidiv v'nidiv. The Gemara will discuss this machloikis. Then the Braisa goes on to discuss what can be brought on the bamis tibur, what can be brought in the oil moyed shebegilgal. And this, the Braisa brings three opinions. Rabbi Yehuda says that everything that could be brought in the Mishkan, where it was in the Midbar, both by the Tzibur and by an individual, can be brought in the Mishkan Shebegilgal. The Chachamim say that no, those Korbanos which could be brought by an individual in the Mishkan, where it was in the Midbar, cannot be brought in the Mishkan when it is in the Oil Moed Shebegilgal, and those which he can't bring, they're not Nidav and Nidav, can be brought neither on the Bama Ketana nor on the Bama Gdola, on the Bama Tzibur. And that's the Shita of the Chachamim. It's only the Korbanos Tzibur, which the Tzibur brought in the Mishkan in the Midbar, can be brought in the Mishkan it was in Gilgal. And the Shema takes it even further and even limits those Korbanos which can be brought by the Tzibur. Not all of the Korbanos which were brought by the Tzibur in the Mishkan can be brought by the Tzibur in the Mishkan when it was in Gilgal. Those are the three opinions. However, Rashi points out that we see later from the Gemara that the Gemara takes on that Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim who are quoted at the beginning of the Braisa are also following the opinion of the Chachamim later on that a Yachid, that an individual is not able to be makriv his own Chiyuvim, Korbanos which he's mechuyis the ring, such as Chatois HaShomet, on the Bamas Tzibur in the Mishkan Shebegilgal either, because we see that Rabbi Yehuda begins by saying, Kol Shat Tzibur VaYachid Makrivim BaOil Moed Shebemidbar, Makrivim BaOil Moed Shebegilgal. Apparently he knew that Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim, although what they're speaking about really is the Bamas Yachid, that they held off also that these korbanos of a yachid, which he can't be makriv on the bamas yachid, that he also cannot be makriv it on the bamas tibur on the mishkan shebegilgal. And Rabbi Yehuda is coming to argue with Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim and to say that even the korbanos which can be brought by an individual, his chiyuvim which can be brought in the mishkan when it was in the midbar, can be brought also to the mishkan when it was be gilgal. As we'll see later on in the Gemara, that the Gemara takes on that Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim at the beginning of the Braisa are the same opinion as the Chachamim later on, who argue with Rabbi Yehuda and say that it's only korbanos tibur, only those korbanos which could be brought by the tibur in the mishkan Shebemidbar, that can be brought by the Tzibur in the Mishkan Shebegilgal. Says the Gemara, my time of the Rabbi Meir. What is the reason of Rabbi Meir for this basic halacha that the only korbanos that one can be makriv on a bamas yachid are those which are neither v'nidav, only those which can be brought as a neder or an adava that a person can bring out of his own free will. And this excludes many individual korbanos. It excludes the individual korbanos which a person has to bring for a ches, such as a chatis or an osham. It excludes also bechor and maaser, which are also korbanos yachid. All of these korbanos cannot be brought by an individual on a bamas yachid. Only those which can be brought out of one's own free will can be brought out of bamas yachid. What's the reason for this? The Omar Krah, because the pasuk says, "Vayisasun kochol asher anachnu oisim poi hayom." You will not be able to do like everything which we are doing here today. We've discussed this pasuk several times, that we are learning that this pasuk is telling us that when you cross the Yarden and you enter Eretz Yisrael, the bamas will become mutter. However, you will not be able to be makriv on the bamas everything that you were able to be makriv here in the Mishkan. You won't be able to do everything which we are able to do here. Says the Gemara, Omer lehen Moshe liYisrael. Moshe says to Klal Yisrael, Ki I litu la'aretz, when you will go into Eretz Yisrael, Yeshorois tekrivu. The pasuk says, Loisasen kochol asher anachnu oisim poi hayom, each kol hayosher be'enov. A man, everything which is right in his eyes. So we are learning that what the pasuk is saying is, you won't be able to do everything. What will you be able to do? Ish kol hayosher be'enav. Only that which is right in his eyes, that which he brings because he wants to bring it, but not that which he brings because he's obligated to bring it. Yeshorois tekrivu. You will be able to be makriv those things which are brought because the person sees fit to bring them, those things which he brings out of his own free will. However, choyvos lo sakrivu, but choyvos you will not be able to be makriv. That's what the pasuk is telling us here. The bamas will be permitted, but you won't be able to be makriv choyvos. And as the Gemara will say, the sheet of Rabbi Meir is that not only couldn't you bring them on the bamas yochid, but on the bamas tibur also individual chiyuvim could not be brought. It's only because the pasuk is saying that once you enter Eretz Yisrael, that period of Gilgal when the bamas are mutter, that you will not be able to be makriv chiyuvim at all, neither on the bamas yochid nor on the bamas tibur. So we learn based on this pasuk that when the bamas are mutter in Gilgal, that it's only permitted to be makriv Yesharis, only those Karbonos which a person brings out of his own free will, but not Chiyuvim. And Rabbi Meir's Shita is that Menachis u'Nezirais Yesharis Ninhu, that Menachis and the Karbonos that a Nozer brings at the end of his Nezirais, those are also Yesharis. Those are also Karbonos which are brought out of one's own free will. Menachis, because a Menacha can be brought as a Neder or an Adava. A person is Menadet to bring a Mincha. And Nezirais, even though once the Nezirais is over, he's obligated to bring these Karbonos. However, he brings upon himself the Nezirais out of his own free will. So it's also included in Yesharis. The Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan who argue with Rabbi Meir and say that it's only Oilus and Shlomim which can be brought, but Menachos and Nezirus cannot be brought, that's because they hold that ain't Mincha b'Bama, that there's no Mincha in a Bama at all. Not because a Mincha is not Nidav and Nidav. Of course a Mincha is something which can be brought as a Neder or a Nedava. But altogether there was no Hakrava of Mincha in a Bama. And Tosis points out, Tosis rings from the Gemara, we had it earlier in the Masechta and also at the end of this parak, that the Chachamim hold that there's no Mincha b'Bama, that they hold that there's no Karban Oif also in a Bama. It's only Zvachim, only Kabonis that are shechted were brought on Bamas. And Tosis says also, in Dibra Maskel V'Rabbanon, that it doesn't mean to say only that there were no Menachos on the Bamas Yochid, but no Menachos were brought even on the Bamas Sibur. That in the Mishkan Shebe Gilgal, there were no Menachos or Oifes brought at all, according to this opinion. So Akabana, they said that Menachos were altogether not brought during that period. And Nezirus, Chayves Ninhu Nezirus, they argue with Rabbi Meir, they say that Nezirus are called Chayves, because once he's a Nazir, at the end of his period of Nezirus, he's obligated to bring these korbanos. That's not called Yesharis any longer. That's called a korban which he is obligated to bring. And therefore it cannot be brought on a bama. Rashi in Dibra Maskel Ein Mincha B'Bama brings the source for this halacha, the drasha of the Chachamim, why they say that there is no mincha which is brought in a Bama, because the Gemara said, the Gemara darshans from the Pasuk Lamana Sheyaviu B'nei Yisrael, the Korbanos es Zivcheyam Asher Havizoychem Alpnei Hasada, those Korbanos which they are shechting Alpnei Hasada outside in the field, that they shall bring him Lashem, they shall bring him to the Mishkan. And the Gemara darshans that this is speaking about Korbanos which were permitted to be shechted on the outside, that when he was Makdish them, it was a time when Bamas were permitted, and the Torah is telling us that even though when he was makdish them, bamas were permitted, if then bamas become iser, or so for example, if then shiloi is built and bamas become oser, then there is an iser for him to be makdish them outside, and he has to bring them to the Mishkan shiloi, to the Mishkan which was now built. So that's a special parsha to teach us that korbanos, the halakha that we learned about in the Mishnah, that korbanos which he was makdish at a time when there was a heter of bamas, and then bamas became oser, that nonetheless there is an iser to be makdish them outside, and he has to bring them to the Mishkan. So we see that the Pasuk says, as Zivcheyam Asher Havzoivchim, their Korbanos, Zich is Loshon of Shechita, their Korbanos which they shecht al Pnei Hatzodah, the Korbanos which they shecht in the Bamas, and which they were allowed to shecht in the Bamas before, but now the Bamas are also, they have to bring them Lashem. So it refers to those Korbanos which they could be makrav in Bamas, as Zivcheyam Asher Havzoivchim, those Korbanos which they shecht. From this we learn that only korbanos which are shechted, only behemoths, are the korbanos which are brought on a bama. That is the shita of the Chachamim. Rimer disagrees with this, but the Chachamim hold that from this we learn that it's only korbanos which are shechted, which would exclude a mincha, and the Tosfos said also oifis, that these are not included in the korbanos which could be brought in bamas at all. And as we mentioned, Tosfos says that this means that even in the bama gedoyla, even in the bama tibur, menachos and oifis were not brought. Al Kaponi, we learned a machloikis in the Braisa also concerning Nezirus, that according to Rabbi Meir, Nezirus is included in the category of Nidav and Nidav, and according to the Chachamim, they argue with him and they say that Nezirus was not brought because it's not considered to be Nidav and Nidav, it's considered to be a Dover Shebechoiva. That as the Gemara, Omar Shmuel said, Machloikis Bechatas Va'oshim. He makes a distinction between the different korbanos which are brought by the Nazir. The Machloikis between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim, Rabbi Meir considers Nezirus to be Nidav and Nidav, and the Chachamim say that Nezirus, Korbanos Nezirus, are not considered to be Nidav and Nidav. That's about the Chatas and the Oshim which are brought by the Nazir. Alva B'Oilis U'Shlomim, but the Oilis and Shlomim which are brought by a Nazir, the Shlomim is the El Nazir, Divrei HaKol Yesharis Ninhu, everyone Ukravi, and they can be brought. Everyone, even the Chachamim will agree that they're included in the category of Yesharis. Since the Oila and Shlomim are the kinds of korbanos which are normally neither venidav, even though this Oila and Shlomim have to be brought because he's a Nazir, these are an obligation for him to bring. Nonetheless, even the Chacham will agree that they are included in the category of Yesharis and they can be brought on a Baba Ketana. The Machloikas between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim is about the Chatas Va'oshim. The Chatas Va'oshim of a Nazir. An ordinary Chatas Va'oshim, of course, is not neither venidav. The Chatas Va'oshim of a Nazir, Rabbi Meir considers to be neither venidav since he brings the Nazirus upon himself. And the Chachamim say that the Chatas Va'oshim are not considered to be Nidav and Nidav, but everyone will agree concerning the Oila Ushlamim that those are considered Yesharis and that they can be brought on a Baba Ketana, even according to the Chacham. Moisiv Rabba asked Akasha on the Chiddush of Shmuel. We learned that Choza Veshoik utrumet lach metoida noyagin b'bamigdoyla ve'ein noyagin b'bamigtana. That chazav v'shoik, the chazav v'shoik are the two portions which have to be taken from a korban shlomim. The mitzvah is to do tznufa with them, to wave them, and then they are given to the kohen. They are eaten by the kohen. The trumas lach metoida, when a person brings a korban toida, he brings with it 40 loaves, and there consists of 4 different kinds of lechem. And from each one of these kinds, of lechem, he has to give one to the kohen. There, too, the mitzvah to do is tznufa, to wave them. And then they are given to the kohen. 1 loaf of each kind, 4 loaves altogether are given to the kohen. So Rabba quotes that we say that chazav v'shoik and trumas lach metoida, that's the truma from the lach metoida, the part which is taken off and given to the kohen, is noyig in the bama gdoila, but not in the bama ketana. The reason for this is because, as we have learned in the Mishnah, there is no tznufa in the bama ketana. It says in the tznufa l'Hashem that one waves before Hashem. That means in the bama gdoila. That's called l'Hashem. That's called before Hashem. But in the bama ketana, there is no tznufa at all. And since, as Tosfos explains, the main mitzvah that is done to these items, to the chazav v'shoik and the trumas lach metoida, is tznufa, is the waving, and since it is excluded from tznufa, therefore the mitzvah entirely does not apply, and it's not given to the kohen at all. Ilu hazroya b'sheila shaira. However, the zroya b'sheila, the cooked zroya, which is taken from the ale nazir, and there the same mitzvah applies. Tznufa is to be done, and it's given to the kohen. It has to be eaten by a kohen. That was left out in this brisa. Why was it left out? Because one cannot be makriv the korban, the el nazir, at all on a bama. That's what Rabbi is trying to be medayik from this brisa. If the brisa is telling us a halacha that those kinds of kachim, where there's a special mitzvah of tznufa, where the main mitzvah is tznufa, and in a bama ketana where there is no mitzvah of tznufa, that the mitzvah is not to be done at all, and therefore there's no chazav of a shoik, and trumas lach metoida, the Braisa should have told us also that there's no zroya b'shela, that the cooked zroya from the el nazir does not have to be given to the kohen, because its main mitzvah is tznufa. So this was left out of the Braisa. Says Rabba, Iyamr bishloima ba'oilo ushloim pligi. That's good if you'll say that Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim in the Braisa, which we are learning, are arguing about the oila and shlomim of a nazir, that according to the Rabbanan that say that kabonas nazirus cannot be brought on a bama ketana, this means that even the oila ushlomim of nazirus are not brought on a bama ketana. So then the el nazir, that's the shlomim, is not brought on a bama ketana. Homani Rabbanan, then who will be the author of this Braisa? We'll say that this Braisa is following the opinion of the Rabbanan. That's why it doesn't mention Zroya b'sheila, that the Zroya b'sheila from the El Nazir doesn't have to be given to the kohen in a bama ketana, because altogether the El Nazir is not brought on a bama ketana. That would be the opinion of the Rabbanan. Rabbi Meir would say that the El Nazir could be brought on a bama ketana, and he would in fact say this halacha that the Zroya b'sheila does not have to be given to the kohen in a bama ketana because there's no mitzvah of tznufa. But this Braisa doesn't mention it because it's following the opinion of the Chachamim that there's no El Nazir at all on a bama ketana. Ela I amr, but if you're going to say as Shmuel did, that b'chatas v'oshem pligi, that the machloikas of Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim, that the Chachamim who say that we're not makriv the kabonas of Naziris and Abba Ketana is only about the Chatas V'Oshem, but that they agree that the Oilus and Shlomim can be brought, so that the El Nozer, which is a Shlomim, even the Chachamim agree, can be brought on Abba Ketana, then Homani, then who's the author of this Braisa? Why did the Braisa leave out Zroya B'Sheila? There's no other reason to leave out Zroya B'Sheila other than the fact that this Braisa holds that the El Nozer is altogether not brought on Abba Ketana, so that has to be the Shita of the Chachamim, and according to Shmuel, there's no such Shita. Even the Chachamim only said that the chatois hashamis of the nazir are not brought on a bama ketana. Elo, it's not hachi yitzma. Rather, if this was said, it must have been said in the following way, that Shmuel said something different. Omar Shmuel said, machloikis ba'oila ushlamim, that the machloikis of Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim, whether one can be makriv the kabonas of a nazir on a korb, on a bamas yochid or not, is about the oila and shlamim of a nazir. It's only there that Rabbi Meir holds that this is included in the category of neither v'nidiv, that this is called yisharis, and it's something that the nazir can be makriv on a bamas yochid. Avo b'chatis v'oshem, but on the chatis v'oshem of a nazir, in spite of the fact that the nazir brings this obligation upon himself by making himself a nazir, everyone, even Rabbi Meir, will agree that those are considered in the category of chayvis, as something that is considered to be obligated to bring, and they are not brought on a bamas yochid. So the machlokes is about the oilu ushlamim, and this price that doesn't mention zroya b'sheila will be following the opinion of the chachamim that even a shlamim is not brought on a bamas yochid. That's why it does not mention zroya b'sheila. Continues the Gemara, Omar Mar. We learn further in the Braisa, V'chachomim oimim kol shatzibur makrivin ba'oyel v'chuli. We learn in the Braisa that the opinion of the Chachomim is that only that which the tzibur was makriv in the oil moed when it was in the midbar are they makriv in the oil moed when it was in the Gilgal? But korbanos of an individual, which the individual could be makriv in the oil moed when it was in the Midbar, the individual cannot be makriv in the oil moed shebe Gilgal. They say that this halacha of the individual only being able to be makriv that which is nidav v'nidav will apply not only to a b'mektana, but to a b'mekdoila as well, and the chayves of an individual cannot be brought even on the b'mekdoila. And this is an argument with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said that both the korbanos, which could be brought by the tzibur and by the yachid in the Mishkan when it was in the Midbar, can be brought in the Mishkan when it was in Gilgal as well. Everything that can be brought in the Mishkan and the Midbar can be brought in the Mishkan and Gilgal. And this halacha of only being able to be makiv, that a yachid can only be makiv that which is nidav v'nidav, that applies only to the bama ketana and not to the bama gedola. Says the Gemara, "My time, ayu the rabbanon." What is the reason of the Chachamim? Why do the Chachamim make this distinction between the korbanos which are brought by the tzibur and the korbanos which are brought by a yachid? That the korbanos which are brought by a tzibur, we say that any korbanos can be brought in the Mishkan should be Gilgal, the Yomayit should be Gilgal. But when it comes to a yachid, only Nedarim and Nedavos can be brought. Omar Kra, that's because the Pasuk says, "Ish hayosher be'ein of yaseh." This pasuk, from which we learn these limitations on what can be brought in a bama, it says that each person, ish, should do that which is right in his eyes. And we're saying that in the time when the bamas are mutter, that a person can be makiv those korbanos which are yeshoris, which are brought because he sees fit to bring them, but not his obligation. And the chachamim darshan, ish yeshoris hu delikrav chayvis lelikrav, that it's only an individual that this halacha applies, that he is only to be makiv that which he sees fit, things which are neither v'nidav, but that he should not be makiv chayvis. However, v'tzibur, afilu chayvis likrav, but v'tzibur, they should be makiv even chayvis. So they learned this from the word ish, that the ish is telling us that it's only, this limitation is only on the individual, but when it comes to the tzibur, they can be makriv on the bomas tzibur, even those things which they are obligated to bring. So everything that they could be makriv in the Mishkan should be made, but they can be makriv in the Mishkan sheh begilgul. Tavkuf yudches. For Rabbi Yehuda omalach, and Rabbi Yehuda would say to you, ki ksiv hayosher. When does it say hayosher? When does it say this limitation, even on a yachid, that he can only bring that which is fit in his eyes, that he can only bring something which is neither v'nidav, be'enov hu dechsiv, be'enov hu dechsiv. That's only saying it in reference to be'enov. It doesn't say only ish kol hayosher, it says ish kol hayosher be'enov, and we darshan that means, as the Shita Mekubetzes explains, that be'enov means in the place where one can build a mizbeach, a bama, any place that he sees and sees fit to do so. That is what the Torah is telling us with the word be'enov. Be'enov means on the bamas which a person builds, any place that he sees and decides to build. So it's ish kol hayosher be'enov, that an individual can be makriv, only that which is neither v'nidav, be'enov, in those bamas which he builds, any place that he sees and decides to build it. Avol be'bama gdoila, afilu chayves nami likrov, but in the bama gdoila, that's not be'enov, there, even an individual can be makriv chayves. So that's the source of the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who says that although it says ish kol hayosher, that a person can only be makriv that which is neither v'nidav, that which he brings voluntarily, that's only be'enov, that's only on the bamas yochid, but in the bamas tzibur, in the bamas gedoyla, there even individual can be makriv choyv. So that's the machloikis. The chachamim say that we darshan ish kol hayosher, ish hayosher be'enov yaseh, that the each individual can be makriv only that which is nidar v'nidav, and that applies both to the bama gdoila and to the bama ktana and to the bama gdoila. We're medayik though only in ish, but a tzibur can be makriv all korbanos on the bama gdoila, on the bama tzibur. And Rabbi Yehuda learns that even concerning the individual, we darshan that it's only be'enav, that it's only on the bama ktana. But on the bama gdoila, even the individual can be makriv choyvay. The Gemara asks, Elohok siv ish. According to Rabbi Yehuda, then why does it say ish? It should just say kol hayosher be'ein of yaseh, that which is right in his eyes, that which he decides to bring, he can do. Since it says be'ein, we know that it's speaking about a kvam ktanah, so we're speaking about a private individual, and it's saying that the private individual can only be makriv nedorim unedavis on the bama ktanah. According to the Chachamim, we learn from ish is coming to tell us something about the bama tzibur, that even the individual, since the pasuk is speaking also about the bama tzibur, it's saying that the private individual can only be makriv that which is nidav, even on the bama tzibur, mashenk in the tzibur, they can be makriv even choyvets on the bama tzibur. But according to Yehuda, that there's no distinction between the tzibur and an individual, and the pasuk is only telling us the halach about the bama ktana, then what does it have to say the word ish? It should just say that on the bama ktana, all that can be brought is hayosher be'en of those things which are nidav. And we know, of course, that that's speaking about an individual, because it's only an individual who is makriv on a bama ktana. Says the Gemara, Lav lememra the ish yesharuthu the likruv hachoy vaisloy likruv. According to Rabbi Yehuda, this word ish is not for that halacha that it says in the pasuk that he can only be makar v'sharuth, only nadarim and nadavis, but not choyvais. For that, it would not have to say ish. We're speaking about a b'maktana. We're speaking about an individual. Ki ksiv ish, that which it says in the pasuk, ish is for a completely different halacha. L'hachshar es hazar. It's coming to teach a different halacha concerning a b'maktana, and that is to be makshar azar. That azar can do the avoida on a b'maktana, that we don't require a kohen to do the avoida on a b'maktana, as we learned in our Mishnah. The Gemara asks zar, the halacha of a zar, the halacha that the zar can do the avoda on a bo mektana mi vazora ka koyin es adam al mizbach Hashem. Now, after that, we learn from a different pasuk where it says that the koyin should be zoyrus adam on the mizbach Hashem. It says al mizbach Hashem, only the mizbeach which is considered to be mizbach Hashem, but not on a bo. From this, we learn that the halacha of kahuna only applies to the bo mesibrut, the bo mekdoila, but not to a bo mektana. So why do we have to have this word ish to teach us the same halacha? Says the Gemara, ma'u detei maliboy kiddush b'chayres kamei kara. I would think that we exclude that there's no din of kahuna, but I would say then that it should require the sanctification of b'chayres, as in the beginning. We learned in our Mishnah that before the Mishkan was built, the avoida was done by the b'chayres. So I would say that now that there's a heter to be do avoida on a b'maktana, and it's excluded from kahuna, that it has to be done by b'chayres. K'mashmalon. That's what we learn from this word, ish, to teach us that any man can do the avoida. Not only does it not have to be a kohen, but it doesn't have to be a b'chor either. So Rabbi Yehuda, who learns from the word be'enov, that this pasuk is speaking about the b'maktana, and therefore we know that it's speaking about an individual, learns the word ish for a completely different drasha, and there is in fact no distinction between a yachid and the tzibur concerning the bama gedoyla. The pasuk is only speaking about a bama ktana. The chachamim learned from the word ish because they say that this pasuk is speaking about the bama gedoyla as well, and it's saying that no one can be makriv, that a person cannot be makriv anything other than that which is neither the nidiv, neither on the bama ktana nor on a bama gedoyla, and that's why it says ish, that it's only an individual who cannot be makriv choyvis, but the tzibur can be makriv choyvis on the bama tzibur.